what we feel like is going to take place in the wonderful power and the experience of the Holy Ghost, touching hearts and souls, ministering, working signs and wonders and miracles. Praise God, and believing it to happen right here among us first. Praise God. Aren't you thankful for that? Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, have you been blessed by Pastor Metlin's teaching and preaching? Amen. We have truly been blessed.
Hallelujah.
Been so very, very blessed. Praise God. We want him to get ready to come tonight. Amen. We're going to finalize this thing tonight. So very thrilled and honored to be able to have them here today. So glad that Sister Metlin's with us tonight as well, this trip. This won't be the last time that they are here, hopefully. And praise God, unless the rapture takes place. Praise God. We're so very thankful. We're very, very thankful for our elders. Amen. And we do have young men and evangelists and stuff that comes through here. But we still need the voices of our elders. Amen. That have been in the Word for years and years. Praise God. And I have enjoyed being with them. And just communicating and talking about Jesus and the Word. And so we want him to come tonight. Whatever he feels to do, that's what we want to be ready to respond to. Praise God. And like we have been talking about so much here of late, we can respond until the cows come home, they said. But some point in time, we've got to receive, amen, with meekness, the engrafted Word of God. We've got to receive it. We can't just say amen, but we've got to really mean that. Amen. Same is in my heart today. Amen. I believe it just the same. Praise God. Brother Metlin, come tonight. Take your liberty. Preach unto us. Talk to us. Whatever you feel.
Praise God. We love you.
Amen. Lord bless you. Praise the Lord, church. You can be seated tonight. I'm telling you, we've had a wonderful presence of the Holy Ghost, and he's still here. I've been enjoying and soaking this up. Paul wrote to Titus, and he said, we are saved by washing, regeneration, and renewing of the Holy Ghost. And if you already have it tonight, it's good to get a renewing. It's always good to get a renewing of the Holy Ghost. And my, we have enjoyed our visit here. We've been treated like kings and queens. Your pastor and this church, y'all been so kind to us. And my, we thank y'all for everything. And only the Lord can add to what he's already done. Hallelujah. I was feeling so good till I'd just like to worship some more. Thank you, Jesus. Paul wrote, Colossians 3:17, now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. It's wonderful to feel freedom and liberty in your soul. Praise God. Hallelujah. David danced before the Lord with all of his might when the ark was being returned, and he'd go a few paces and worship. Go a few paces and worship. I don't know how long it took to get there, friend, but I'll tell you what, he was having a good time. Praise the Lord. And those with him, they were playing music. Hallelujah. They were rejoicing. It symbolized the presence of God. We don't have an ark to look at tonight. We've done got in the ark. Praise the Lord. The same like figure we're into baptism doth also save us now. We're on the inside. Thank God. It makes a difference when you're on the inside. I wouldn't like to stand in front of an ice cream store and just look through the window, watch somebody else enjoy Bluebell. I'd enjoy going in and just being a partaker. Praise the Lord. I'm glad I don't have to be a spectator. We can be a participator. Hallelujah. Peter said it this way. He said, repent. Therefore, he said, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Whew, hallelujah. This is refreshing tonight. Very refreshing. And I'm soaking it up. I'm believing God we got some miracles out of anointing here tonight. Praise the Lord. Our God is still a healer. We have had some miraculous healings in the last few years, and even I've experienced some myself. I really had a burden for even our good brother here tonight, Brother Worst, that God would give him a complete miracle in this house. And I'm holding on to it. That God will. Hallelujah. It's amazing how God works. And I don't know, maybe a year and a half ago, I don't maybe 2 years, you might help me, I don't know. I ended up with kidney stones, and I didn't know what I had, but I was just in misery for days. Couldn't do anything. And I finally just decided, well, I'll go get an x-ray. And they gave me some kind of scan. They said, yeah, you got two over here and one over here. And I said to the doctor, I said, well, surely this pain will go away and it can't get no worse. He said, oh, no, you don't know anything yet about pain. I said, doctor, it can't get worse than this. He said, oh, yes, it will. Anyway, I went on to church. Someone's preaching for me that night or for us. And about mid-service, we had a service like this. Great worship. And I was sitting on a side pew, and I just stood and lifted my hands. And I said, God, now I'm standing on your word tonight that this is going to be my healing in this service. I'm believing your word. And I hardly got the words out of my mouth. And I mean, like you flipped a light switch. Boop. Pain was totally gone. You know what I did? I did something I hadn't been able to do for days. I shouted. Praise God. I danced before the Lord. I had a great time that night in service. The next morning, I got up, weed eating, and mowed the yard. I haven't had a pain since. I don't know where those things went. I have no idea. I don't know. God took care of it. He is still a healing God. It's in His Word. In my name shall you pray for the sick, and they shall recover. James comes along and says, is there any sick among you? Of chapter 5, verse 14. Let them call for the elders of the church, praying over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall raise up the sick. And not only do we get physical healing, he said, and if they've committed any sin, it shall be forgiven them. Now that's the atonement of the blood of Jesus Christ. Woo, he can do both. Hallelujah. By the power of his blood tonight. I would encourage us to hold on to what we believe tonight and prayed for in this service. See what God will do, brother. Hallelujah. I've had a burden for him ever since I've been here, and I'm believing God for a testimony tonight. We shouldn't expect any less from the Lord. Well, instead of reading a scripture tonight, I want you all to quote a scripture with me. Then we're going to go to Judges chapter 6 and some more scriptures. But I have a thought in mind. How many knows what Paul began to write to Timothy in 1 Timothy 1 and 7? Anybody offhand know? Praise the Lord. Well, I'll quote it one time, you quote it. We're going to go through it three times. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. Praise God. Woo! The mind can be renewed. Hallelujah. The mind can be transformed. Amen. By a moment's touch of the Lord. From the man from Gadarea, oh my, found him clothed and sitting in his right mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And another scripture, Acts 1 and 8. Everybody know that scripture? Amen. For you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. You shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Come on, we've got a God of love, of power, and a sound mind tonight. Glory, you shall receive power. How many has the Holy Ghost? Praise God, then you got the power of the Holy Ghost in you and with you on your side tonight. Hallelujah. We have this treasure in earthen vessels that the ecstasy of the power may be of God and not of us tonight. We've got something tonight, church, that's greater than he that is in this world. We have overcome the wicked one, little children, for greater is he that's within you than he that's in this world tonight. Hallelujah. The church, we've got what it takes tonight. You are on the winning side. Hallelujah. You're on the victory side tonight. This victory overcomes the world. Amen. Even our faith. Hallelujah. It's so powerful tonight. Praise the Lord. We're going to take from that text tonight and go to the book of Judges chapter 6. Read about a man. You can just be seated tonight. I'm just going to start off right here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's a sad connotation in the book of Judges 17 and 6. The Bible said every man done that which is right in his own eyes. We're starting in chapter 6 tonight. I was just throwing that in there. It's a sad day when you don't have a pastor and a home church to go to. I don't know how thankful you are tonight. I believe you're very thankful for a wonderful pastor and a wonderful church. I told a brother today, if I lived here, I'd be coming to church here too. Praise God. It's a wonderful group of people. It's a wonderful church. Praise God. Whew. We come up, saw the neighborhood folks out this evening. I said, God, I was thinking to myself, these people need to come to church. Y'all probably already knocked doors through here, but hallelujah. But guess what? Don't be wearing well-doing, for in due season you will reap if you faint not. That seed will fall on good ground somewhere, and it will bring forth. You never know till you plant the seed. And living for God and winning souls is like gardening. You plant the seed and it's covered up, and you go by maybe a day or two later and you'll see any results. Maybe weeks later, but by and by. Yeah. Hallelujah. God begins to work on it with the sunshine, the rain, and all that's necessary for that seed to sprout. And what's beautiful, you plant one seed of corn and get a whole bunch of corns or ears of corn. Peas the same way. It multiplies. Yeah. Hallelujah. Winning souls is the same way. You win some soul, they win somebody. Praise God. They got family. They got friends. Hallelujah. Just go tell it. Just go tell it. Well, this is an interesting book. We're going to look at an interesting man for a little while tonight by the name of Gideon. His name means feller of trees, like someone that would cut trees down. And he actually puts this into practice here as we begin to read here about his father's gods and what they worshiped, even their grove that they had. Hallelujah. Now, Gideon didn't feel this way at first, but God had to work with him. There's seven apostasies throughout this book, and there are seven servitudes. There's seven different nations that oppress them, and there's seven different deliverances in this book. God has something about that number seven. It's powerful. We're going to pick the story up in chapter 6 of the book of Genesis about Gideon, the sixth judge. Fourth apostasy here. And the Bible said the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. This whole book spans about 305 years. It's quite a while. Book of the Judges. Finally, they cried. They wanted a king like everybody else. When every man does that which is right in his own eyes, you got chaos. You got anarchy. Amen. Well, I'm going to obey them to have the rule over me. Praise God. Spoken unto me the word of God. Hebrews 13:7. Praise the Lord. I'm going to, whose faith follow, consider the end of their conversation. Praise God. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And verse 17 tells us in that chapter also, praise God, submit unto them that have the rule over you. For they watch for your soul, and that they must give an account for your soul. Praise God. Best thing ever happened to me when I found a home church. That's where I met my wife. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God blessed me double. Thank you, Jesus. But I had to learn. I value a pastor in my life. I don't want to go through what they went through in the book of Judges. Oh, my. Oh, the servitude. And God was trying to bring them back into line. When you get out of line with God, you're in trouble. If you're in alignment with God, I'm telling you, things will work good. Praise the Lord. You're on the same channel he's on. You got good communication. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so this man Gideon, the Bible said the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel because the Midianites, the children of Israel, made them dens, and which are in the mountains and caves and strongholds. So it was when Israel had sown that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites and the children of the east, even when they came up against them, they encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth till they are coming to Gaza and left no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep, nor ox, nor ass. For they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came up as grasshoppers for the multitude, for both they and their camels were without number. And they entered into the land to destroy it. The thief always comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's his mission. And oh my, how he wants to steal what we work for. But I got news for him. I'm fixed to claim what Gideon claimed. Took a while to get there. Praise the Lord. And sometimes it's taken me a while to get there. But I got my mind made up. My foot's on the rock. Do I walk through a lonesome valley? Hallelujah. Ooh, drink from a bitter cup. Praise God. Hallelujah. I still stand tonight on the promises of the Lord. Oh, every day. And just let me read a little bit tonight. For they came up this way in a great number. Israel was greatly impoverished because the Midianites and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. came to pass when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites. The Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, and he told them, this is what's happened. Hey, look, I brought you out of Egypt and out of bondage, and I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of those that oppressed you, drave them out before you, and gave you their land. And I said to you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but ye have not obeyed my voice. Right. He's talking about on a national level. Egypt was weak at this time. And of course, these marauding folks, the Midianites, Amalekites, were just going about the countryside. And their house, their belongings, all travel with them. Children, everybody, all travel with them. They were just roving bands. And by the multitude, not so much that they were so strong, they were just able to overtake by sheer multitude. And the devil likes to make us look at life that way sometimes. As the prophet said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. Zechariah began to speak 4:6. He said to Zerubbabel, it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Praise God. It's still Holy Ghost and power. It's still Holy Ghost power that works through our lives and in our lives. The battle is the Lord. It's not yours tonight. It's his. It's his. In the midst of all this loss and all this, amen, loss of food and sustenance, and they're hiding in caves and dens, and this man, Gideon, there came an angel of the Lord and set under an oak which was in Ophrah that pertained unto Joash the Abizarite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Hallelujah. It is not normal to thresh wheat down at the wine press. You take grapes that are heavy downhill to press them in the wine press. Wheat, you take it up to the mountaintop where there's a great wind and breeze blowing, blow the chaff away. Praise God. I'm going to take from this a thought tonight. I want you to keep it in mind. Praise the Lord. I feel like Gideon was looking and longing. Every time he was throwing that wheat up and the old chaff is falling all over him, he's hot, he's sweaty, it's miserable, and the wind's not much down in the valley where he's at, the wine press. And so he's trying to just get a little bit of food, and he's hiding from the Midianites. He's afraid they're going to come and take what he's got. I can't help but believe he longed to look up to the mountaintop. Thought to himself, oh, if I could just get up there on that mountaintop. Hallelujah. If I could take my wheat up there and just thresh it like I used to. If I could just take it up there and let the wind blow the chaff away. So I want to leave a question in your mind tonight. And it's simply this. Dare I to go to the mountaintop? Dare I to go to the mountaintop? Praise God. I don't want to live my life down in the valley. The perspective is so different when you're on the mountain. You see further. You see clearer. Praise God. Jesus talked about mountains that come in our life. He said, you have the faith as a silo or like a grain of mustard seed. You can speak unto this mountain, be removed yonder hence. It should obey you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Someone said, well, you want to move a mountain? Amen. Take your shovel with you. Hallelujah. Whatever it takes tonight. There are mountains in our life. This was a great mountain in their life. Gideon begins to ask the question here. Lord, if you're with us, where be the miracles? Where be all the things we've heard about? And this angel of the Lord begins to speak to him and says, thou mighty man of valor. I almost wonder if he didn't look around like, me? Who are you talking? Is there somebody? Are you talking to me? We'll read it here in the scripture. He had a very poor opinion of himself. He is really cowardly. He's really afraid. All my fears overtook him. And so the angel encourages him. And he says here, why then is all this befallen us? Where be the miracles which our fathers told us of? Saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us under the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, that thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? So God sees in every one of us tonight probably a lot more potential than what we can see. But I'm going to tell you what God will do. God will make you what he wants you to be tonight. He just needs a willing vessel. He just needs somebody who says, I will, Lord. I will go. Send me. Isaiah said, who hath believed our report? Who shall I send? I want to say, I'll go. Send me, Lord. Come on, this is a wonderful hour and a great day. Hallelujah. Not to be intimidated by the enemy, amen, or the gods of this world tonight. Oh, friend, listen, God ain't went nowhere. We may forsake him. We may walk away from him. He stays right where he's at.
Amen.
He's the Lord. He don't change tonight. So God don't forsake us. We walk away from him. You'll find him right back where he was. Praise God. He's the same today, yesterday, and tomorrow. I'm the Lord and I change not. Hallelujah. He is tonight transfixed in a certain, amen, position in our world. He's creator of it. He's all authority of it. He's over all, through all, and in you all, and father of all. Hallelujah. That's who he is. Praise God. Amen. I want to go to the mountaintop. I don't spend my life in the valley just trying to eke out a little bit of something. Praise God for sustenance. I want to go a little further than that. Gideon, thou mighty man of valor. And something starts clicking in his mind. Now it takes a while for him to believe what the Lord told him. It took a while to get him convinced in this portion of scripture. The Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee, and I'll smite the Midianites as one man. Hallelujah. If one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. See how it multiplies so quick? All God needs is a man that says, I come unto you in the name of the Lord God of hosts. And today he shall deliver you into my hand. Praise God.
Right.
You uncircumcised Philistine. You can curse the gods all you want to and curse me by your gods. But let me tell you something about my God. You got sword. You got spear. You got shield. You got an armor bearer. You've got training. You're a big guy. But hey, let me tell you about my God. Hallelujah. I've got a little stone in my pocket here. And I've got a sling. And I'm telling you what, today, he didn't talk about tomorrow, next week, or next year. He said today, the Lord's going to deliver you in my hand. Hallelujah. Get in. You got to wake up. You got to understand. As one man, you're going to deliver Israel. You may feel insignificant tonight and inferior in a lot of things in life, but friend, if you're a man of God, and I say that with respect tonight, not as the ministry, but just a man of God, a godly man, praise God, that's living for God, you've got everything it takes for success tonight and victory tonight for your home, your family, your friends, your neighbors, praise God. Whoever you're around tonight, light's always greater than darkness. When light shines through, darkness has to flee. Oh, I'd like to go to the mountaintop. This old valley life is not enjoyable. A lot of sweat, a lot of intimidation down here. The Bible said, verse 21, the angel of the Lord put forth the end of the staff and that was in his hand and touched the flesh and the unleavened cakes that rose up a fire out of the rock and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes. Then the angel departed out of his sight. Gideon perceived it was an angel of the Lord. And he said, oh, alas, oh, Lord God, because I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face. And the Lord said unto him, peace be unto you. Fear not, thou shalt not die. Then Gideon built there an altar unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is peace. We're fixed to have a change of scenery around this place. This war and going on with the Amalekites and the Midianites is coming to an end. Praise God, the God of peace, the God of peace, the God of peace. Amen. He's fixed to set another, amen, platitude here among these people. It ain't going to be the same. He's getting Gideon prepared. Great peace have they that love thy law. Hallelujah. Nothing shall offend them. Jesus said, peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. My peace I leave with you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. When you've got peace, you don't get all shook up. And fear don't come in and take over. You've got peace of God that passes all understanding, that keeps the heart and the mind through Christ Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bad news comes, you got peace. Trouble comes, you've got peace. Hey, well, I just can't pretend. You don't have to pretend. I'm here. The Holy Ghost is a peace speaker. He's the Prince of Peace. Praise God, Isaiah said. Oh, yes, friend. He's still the peace speaker. He said, peace be still, and the waves obeyed him. He can speak to you tonight in your troubles and say, peace be still. This is not an hour to be afraid or fearful of what's happening in the world and all the bad that's in the world and our governments and what else is going on. Friend, the church has got great peace tonight. It's going to work out great for the church. We're going up and we're going through. Hallelujah. We're not looking back or turning back or turning around. Amen. We're going up today. Amen. It's our future that's so great that awaits us. Great peace. Great peace. It will keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. It'll keep your hearts through Christ Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I know what it is at 27 for a doctor to say you could die. I got a, what I would call some kind of encephalitis, I guess from mosquitoes, and a fever out of my mind for days. And he came to the old doctor, he was very stern about it. He said, well, I'm going to try to pull you through, but he said, you better get your business tended to. I can't promise you'll even pull through this. You could die. My little wife, and whew, it was a tough time. I spent a week in the hospital. On a Friday, I got prayed for. Saturday, I walked out of there and never had a problem since. Our God's a healing God, an on-time God. You can believe him. You can believe him. You can believe him. Praise God. I'm telling you the thing I know for myself that God has done. All I can do is testify about the things I've seen and heard. Amen. He's been a healer to my wife. He's been a healer to me, a healer to my children. And he's still a healing God. I'm not Gideon sometimes. God, where be the miracles? The Bible said that he confirmed the word in the book of Hebrews with signs and wonders and divers miracles following them. The word was confirmed. I'm confirming the word again tonight. I'm just telling you he's the same. Don't limit God tonight. Say, well, I'm not maybe measuring up. Gideon wasn't either. Matter of fact, Gideon was so afraid, he's still not convinced. After all this miracle that he sees of the angel of the Lord and taking up the sacrifice and he builds an altar, my goodness, he's still not satisfied. He built an altar of the Lord on top of the rock in the ordered place and took the second bullock. And after a burnt sacrifice with the wood of fire, a grove which thou shalt cut down. This was his dad's business, his dad's God. And Gideon gets him 10 helpers. They go out there at night. He still won't do it in the daytime. He's just not convinced God's with him yet. But they get rid of that grove, destroy that God. And oh my, was his dad upset. And the people were upset that worshiped that old false God. Hallelujah. They nicknamed him Jerubbaal, or contender with Baal. There were many Baals in the Bible. And so he gets another name here. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon. He blew a trumpet. Abiezer gathered after him. A trumpet is for battle. And so he began to blow this trumpet. And he sent messengers throughout all Manasseh. Manasseh was one of the sons of Joseph. And really not a popular tribe. Not a lot of things said about Manasseh. And so it was Gideon that said, I'm the least in my household. I'm of the tribe of Manasseh, really. There's just not a whole lot I've got going for me. But he's exactly who God was looking for. Praise God. Somebody that wouldn't try to get the glory. God would get the glory. Hallelujah. Here's what the Bible says about this. 1 Corinthians 1, 26-27. For we see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God had chosen the weak things of the world to confound the wise which are mighty. Praise God. God can't use a lot of folks that's mighty. He goes on to say, and he takes the base things that are despised, hath God chosen. Yea, the things which are not, are to bring to naught those things that are. That no flesh should glory in his presence. God wants a weak vessel.
All right, think about that.
You look at Moses, a baby, in the Nile River, an old Pharaoh, Ramses II, built all the pyramids through slave worship and slave labor, and he was a mighty Pharaoh. And it didn't look too good for the people of Israel for a long time, over 400 years. They were in slavery. And so it's amazing. God takes a little baby that's pulled out of the river named Moses by his Pharaoh's daughter and puts him in the same kingdom. Later he comes back and delivers the people of God because God chose him. He took a baby and defeated a mighty Pharaoh. Praise God. He took a prophet Elijah from out in the desert. After he got him convinced, he boldly walks in before Ahab and Jezebel. And he says, hey, this is what God's going to do.
All right.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just one man. And oh, they didn't believe him what he said. But nevertheless, it was proved on Mount Carmel when the 450 prophets of Baal gathered together. And they were trying to offer their sacrifice and trying to get their God's attention. And they were dancing and cutting themselves and shouting and doing everything. And the prophet mocks him a little bit. Says, is your God hard of hearing? Is he deaf? Maybe you need to call a little louder. Maybe you got to do something else different. And all day they were doing this. Finally, it was time for the evening sacrifice. And you know the story. Praise God. I guess 450 prophets. One man said, Israel, your God is a true and living God. And let him answer by fire. The God's a true and living God. Let him answer by fire.
Yeah.
And the Bible said he took the bullet and put it on the sacrifice and put the wood under it. And filled it up with 12 barrels of water. You ever try to burn a dead cow? It ain't an easy thing to do. It takes a lot of wood. Plus, you soak it with water and all that. And he backs up, begins to pray. And as he begins to pray, fire comes from heaven. Our God is a consuming fire. He can consume the bush and not be burned up. He can consume us with the fire of the Holy Ghost and not destroy us. Friend, it's a consuming fire. But it's a fire that brings warmth. It brings heat. It brings joy. It brings light. Praise God. It brings something good in our life tonight. There's nothing greater than the fire. John said he shall baptize you with a baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire. Praise God. I'm not worthy that I loose his shoe latch, but he that cometh after me, he it is that shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. That's exactly how it happened in Acts 2. The fire of the Holy Ghost, cloven tongues, it consumed them. It didn't destroy them. It caused life to come forth. Praise God. He's still a consuming fire tonight. Oh, God takes the foolish things, confounds the wise. He took a man by the name of Peter, really Simon, Bar-Jonah, but son of Jonah. Luke 5 and 8, he said, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man." Kind of like Gideon. God, I don't think you can use me. Let somebody else. Go use somebody else. I just don't think I match up to your criteria. I don't believe I'm able to do and have that kind of faith and believe. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. Same Holy Ghost. He's no respecter person tonight. He's the same Holy Ghost. He's the same Holy Ghost. Praise God. He can do miracles anytime, any place, anywhere. He answers prayer all the time. Amen. He's a prayer answering God. His ears open on the cry of the righteous, the Bible said. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Nahum talked about trust in the Lord. How that the man that trusted him. Praise God. And trying to pull it up. Verse 7, chapter 1. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I can't pull the rest of it up. But it's a positive verse of scripture. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Prophetic scripture. This is what happens to those and for those that bless and praise and believe and worship and magnify and follow after the Lord. We don't walk in darkness. We have the light of life. Praise God. We know where we're going. We can see where we're going. Glory. Maybe somebody find verse 7 for me. Praise the Lord. Peter said, "Depart me, for I am a sinful man." Fear not. Jesus said to him, "From henceforth, thou shalt catch men." Me? Yes, you, Peter.
Yes.
Yes, you, Peter. Hallelujah. Yes, you, Peter. Everybody here can be a soul winner.
Amen.
Anybody like to fish just for the sake of fish in the water? Well, I'm going to tell you something that's even greater than that. When you catch a soul. And you see somebody sitting on these pews because you compelled them to come to the house of the Lord. Or you witnessed to them. You gave them the truth and the word of God. I'm like those old lepers. This is too good to keep to ourselves.
Amen.
Outside the gates of Samaria, this is too good to keep to ourselves. When the city was shut up. Well, we do well. Let's go back and tell everybody. Praise God what we found. Hallelujah. Why sit here till we die?
Yeah.
Oh, friend, we ain't got any time to waste. Redeeming the time for the days are evil. This is a wonderful hour to witness and talk to somebody about the goodness of God and the power of the Holy Ghost, having their sins washed in the wonderful name of Jesus, having the blood applied, and being filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Ah, there's nothing like it. It's just too good to keep to yourself. Witnesses unto me, Jerusalem, all Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts of the earth. We got to tell it. Praise the Lord. Caesar Augustus could send out a decree to tax everybody. Mary and Joseph were headed that way. City where they were born. He had that kind of authority. But the baby born in Bethlehem. Woo, hallelujah. Defeated even all the Caesars and all the Roman Empire. Glory. They thought they'd done away with Jesus. But that one old Roman soldier looked up there and he said, "Surely, this was the Son of God." There were some that smote their breast because of the darkness that happened and the earthquake that happened. And they said, "Surely this was the Son of God." Some were standing afar off. The world has never been the same since Jesus came into it and walked. Amen. He came to his own. His own received him not. He made the worlds. The world was made by him. The world received him not. What a God. Hallelujah. They said, "I'm coming back." I'm going to return, praise God. I'm coming back for a bride that has made herself ready. Hallelujah. Friend, this world just thinks they got something going on. It ain't going to never compare to the rapture. Amen. The catching away in the clouds to be with the Lord forever. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. This world has nothing. Listen, that babe of Bethlehem, he defeated everything Rome was trying to do. Rome's still after today. But guess what? This apostolic truth. We called our church the First Apostolic Church. I didn't know that the Catholic Church claims to be the Apostolic Church. We've had people show up and say, when's Mass? Well, your sign says. Praise God. Praise God. I see you just show up Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Yeah. Praise God. Sunday night at 6 or Wednesday night at 7. Right. We'll Mass together. Praise the Lord. You can enjoy the presence of the Holy Ghost. It's in their creed. They claim to be the Apostolic Church. The devil's always tried to have that counterfeit. Oh, my. So here it is with Gideon. And so the Lord has convinced him. You know about the fleece he puts before the Lord. Put the dew on it, the ground dry, and the fleece wet. And I got to be secured, God, in what you're trying to tell me. Verse 34, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon. He blew a trumpet. And Abiezer was gathered unto him. He sent messengers throughout all Manasseh, who was also gathered after him, and sent messengers unto Asher, Zebulun, and Naphtali. They came to meet him. Gideon said unto God, if thou wilt save Israel by mine hand, as thou hast said. Then he puts the fleece out. And he gets an answer from the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And let's go down to chapter 7 real quickly tonight. Then Jerubbaal, who is contender with Baal, who is Gideon, all the people that were with him rose up early and pitched beside the well of Herod. And so the host of Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Moreh in the valley. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand hath saved me. He starts out with 32,000 men. He probably got the feeling pretty good. Can you imagine? That's the size of some cities. Matter of fact, the city north of us has about 33,000 or 34,000 folks. He had a whole city out there just about. 32,000 men. Man, he probably kind of squared his shoulders up and held his head up. Woo, we got something going on now. Praise God. And God says, Gideon? Nope. Too many. But God. So he begins to talk to these men. He said, go and proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whoever's fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. Then return of the people 22,000. There remain 10,000. That's pretty shocking, isn't it? When you got 22,000 men. Now, in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy, the Bible said, if you're fearful, go home. You couldn't be in the army of the Lord if you're fearful. They were told to go home. Amen. That's scripture. Praise God. So God don't give us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. Got too many getting that. He's got 10,000. And God says, still too many. No flesh is going to glory in his presence. I just want to bring it down to really one man. And let us be that one man and one woman tonight. It'll amaze you what God can do through you and for you. When you have the perspective, praise God, that me and Jesus are the majority in every situation. Hallelujah. And the devils are subject unto us. Deadly things are subject unto us. Poisonous things are subject unto us. False things, false doctrines, false things, false serpents, false prophets, subject unto us. Praise God. We have truth tonight. And the truth makes you free. You shall know the truth. To know the truth is to know Jesus. John 14:6, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. Praise God. Woo! He's all truth embodied tonight. And we have him in within us. Our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. We've got truth to give. Buy the truth and sell it not, but you can sure share it. You can sure spread it out. Praise God. It ain't hard to tell the truth. A witness is somebody that saw it, that was there, they heard it. They saw with their own eyes. They can testify. This is what happened because I was there. Hallelujah. Well, I can tell it tonight because we've seen it. Yes. We've heard it. Hallelujah. We've been there. Praise God. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is still real. Yes. Same Holy Ghost they received in Acts chapter 2. The same Holy Ghost is poured out tonight upon men and women and boys and girls. Hallelujah. I'm telling friend, this gift of the Holy Ghost, it's for everybody. Praise God. It's for everybody. It's unto you. It's unto your children. It's unto all of them that's afar off. Even as many as the Lord our God shall call. We just need to go tell it. Just go tell it. Just go tell it. Just go tell it. Just go tell it. Hallelujah. Praise God. He gets it down here to one man. You got 10,000, Gideon. He said, praise God. I'm going to try them out for you, Gideon. It shall be that with whom I say unto thee, this shall go forth with thee. The same shall go with thee, and of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee. The same shall not go. And he brought down the people to the water. It's still a dividing line. The water, praise God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm glad for the water. I'm glad the old song says, I've already been down to the water. I've already been baptized. My soul cries happy, praise God, and I'm satisfied. Amen. The water test. The Lord said unto Gideon, every man that lappeth water with his tongue as a dog lappeth, him shalt thou set by himself. To demonstrate this, what these men did, some got down on all fours. I don't think I'll try it. I'm a little stiff sometimes. After that worship made me stiff again. But I'll work it out. Praise the Lord. Yes, I can. Hallelujah. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know why God didn't take them? Because their mind was working. I should have left for the 22,000. I should have left for them. Hallelujah. There was fear in their heart. Praise God. He said those that go down to the water and they just take their hand and cup it like this and bring it to their mouth. And they're looking. What made the difference was they're saying, where are those Midianites? Man, what are you doing? I'm looking for Midianites. I'm looking for Amalekites. Got down to 300 men. That's a long way from 32,000. I wonder how we would feel tonight if we had that many folks backing us up. And all of a sudden, all of them left, except 300. Whew. And you've got people like grasshoppers. And Gideon's trying to figure out, God, how are you going to bring all this up to pass? The number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink. God said, I don't want them. They're undecided. They ain't made their mind up yet. They don't know if they're going to fight or not. They're not quite ready for battle. And the Bible said that 9,700 of them walked off. Woo, what a march down the street, across the valley, and up across the hills. That's a lot of folks. You mean God? Yes, Gideon. Yes. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by 300 men that lap will I save you, deliver the Midianites into thine hand, and let all the other people go, every man to his place. Praise God. So we'll just shorten the story here, because I want to talk about three things he used in this reading here, and that were powerful things. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible lets us know that Gideon didn't have a sword. Talks about armed men, but the Midianites, it took everything they had. They didn't allow them to have swords. Hallelujah. They took everything from them. They were hiding out. They were afraid. But the Bible says that Gideon, God said, here's what I want you to do. These 300 men, I want to give them some tools to work with. I want you to give them a lamp and a trumpet. Yep. Hallelujah. And a pitcher. Who ever heard of going out to battle? Praise God. Putting a lamp inside of a pitcher where you can't see it. And then having that trumpet. Some old ram's horn. They might have had some long ones out there. That was what they blowed. They didn't have the brass trumpets like we have. They didn't have all that modern buttons on them. They just had to take a deep breath and rear back and just blow that horn. He said, we're going to go by night. Going to put 100 and 100 and 100 on three sides. And when I give you the signal, you do as I do. You blow this trumpet, break that pitcher, and hold up your light. And when they went to battle, they said, the Lord, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon be upon you. Yeah. They didn't have a sword. None of them had swords. But they had this pitcher and they had this lamp. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me just quickly close this up tonight, how important this is. Why do you think God would use such? Number one, that no flesh should glory in his presence. God takes the base things, the simple things, the most unusual things. And sometimes he even heal that way. For putting mud in a person's eye. Tell them to go wash in a pool. Hallelujah. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Praise the Lord. He told some, show yourself to the priest. He told Peter, go fishing. And the first fish you catch, look in his mouth. There's temple tax got to be paid. Pay with it. I may start looking in fish's mouth a little more than I have been. Praise God. Gold's got so high in value. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You never know. Hallelujah. Peter was a fisherman. He knew how to fish, but he never caught a fish with that, like that. Had a coin in his mouth that paid taxes. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He's a providing God tonight in our life. Praise the Lord. I'm going to back up to about the dew first. And Hosea, let me read you the scriptures about the dew. We need to ask God for dew on our barren lives sometimes. What's the purpose of this dew? He used it to fleece the Lord. But God is the maker. God is the installator of the the dew. Praise God. It comes from God. We call it dew point. It's when the air can achieve maximum saturation with temperature change. And it becomes heavy. It begins to drop like droplets. Heavy, heavy dew. And so Hosea begins to write about this dew in 14 and 5, a beautiful scripture. He says this, I will be as the dew unto Israel. They shall grow as the lily, cast forth his roots as Lebanon. Again, Deuteronomy writes it this way, and of Joseph he said, blessed of the Lord be thy land for the precious things of heaven. For the dew and the deep croucheth beneath. Praise God. God's going to send the dew. Proverbs 19 and 12 says, the king's wrath is as a roaring of the lion, but his favor is as the dew upon the grass. Proverbs 3:20 says, by his knowledge, amen, are the depths broken up, and the clouds drop down like dew. The psalmist writes, as the dew of Hermon, as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Why do we need this dew? We need something to stabilize us. Gideon had to become stable in his faith. And so God let the dew come on his fleece. And not only be stable, I want to say like the psalmist said, praise God, it'll make us strong through the storm. Gideon was about to face a multitude. But that dew on his fleece, he got convinced. God, you're all power. Hallelujah. I can face this multitude. Praise God. It don't matter who's against me. If God's for me, then no one, not anyone, not anything. If God is for us, who can be against us? I'm talking about you and I tonight, church, when we go forth and we begin to bear precious seed. Hallelujah. As the writer said, we go forth bearing precious seed, weeping. We're going to come again, amen, rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil intimidate you about being a witness or try to stop you from winning somebody to the Lord. Don't let the devil hinder you in no way. Praise God. We've got what we need tonight. Our lives become barren, but the dew washes us. God's got to have a clean vessel. He's got to have a clean cup. This dew makes clean. It washes. Woo! When we're clean inside. Oh, the Holy Ghost can really, really work. The psalmist said, my heart is fixed, oh God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Hallelujah. We need to draw from God until our lives become pure. Purity comes. He that hath this hope, the Bible said, within himself, purifieth himself. There's a purifying agent. Hallelujah. Our heart's clean. David said, create in me, O Lord, a clean heart, renew within me a right spirit. We got that combination. You've got something that's victorious. You're on the winning side. You're going to do something great for God. And people know whether you're 100%.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. If our gospel is hid, it's hid to them that's lost. People can really know if you're 100% sold out or you're just that 50%. Praise the Lord. They know. People sense that. But, friend, they can sense the power of the Holy Ghost. Wherever you go, I'm very convinced that when Jesus said, let your light so shine before men, he was talking exactly what he said. You can't hide this Holy Ghost. Woo! Let it shine before men that they may see what? Your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. It still works tonight. It still works tonight. Let the dew of the Lord come as we read in Scripture here. Let it bring a cleansing. Let it bring a refreshing. Let it bring a renewing. Hallelujah. Oh, God, wash us and help us to be pure in heart. Hallelujah. Peter said it this way. Therefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot, blameless. God only uses a clean cup tonight. That's why Psalms 23:5, when he said, thou anointest my head and my cup. Ain't nothing to stop it from flowing over. It just runs over. My cup runneth over. Hallelujah. And it's so good when it runs over because somebody can be the recipient of the overflow. Praise God. I believe we need an overflow in the Holy Ghost. All the time. We need an overflow. Praise God. It shall be in you a well of living water springing up unto everlasting life. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. We're vessels tonight. Praise God, with overflow. The devil's always trying to stop your well up, like he did the wells that Abraham dug and Isaac had to go redig them. He's always trying to stop your well up with everything he can put in there. But I got news, when that water's strong enough, when that water's powerful enough, friend, it'll push stuff back out. Hallelujah. I as a boy, we went to a little place on the river called Cold Springs. Artesian water flows there. We swam there all the time. It was cold enough to bring sweat on a glass. And to this day, it still runs. All my life, it's been running. It ain't never quit. It's called artesian. I feel like the Holy Ghost is the same way. It just don't stop flowing. The devil can't stop the work. He can't hinder. He can't prevail against the church of the living God. Jesus said so. Amen. Hell shall not prevail. Death will not go. It's not going to prevail. Praise God. I'm bringing life to this world. Hallelujah. And friend, you begin to be a life giver too when you begin to witness about the power of the Holy Ghost and what it can do in somebody's life. If it done it for you, it'll do it for them. And that's what they want to know. What he's done for you, will he do it for me? Yes, he will. Yes, he can. Praise God. Oh, yes, he will. It's such a powerful thing, this Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Such a powerful thing. Oh, hallelujah. Be ye holy, he said, for I'm holy because it's written. Having therefore these precious promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. God likes to use a clean vessel. No trash in it. Hallelujah. The devil's always trying to trash it up. Thank you, Jesus. But I got a sign up. Amen. No litter in here. Not for sale. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. No illegal dumping here. You see those signs sometimes. They're saying don't put trash here. Amen. Live so full of the Holy Ghost that the devil's afraid to come by. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I believe just what, well, the apostle said so. Draw nigh unto God, he will draw nigh unto you. He said, submit yourselves therefore under what? The mighty hand of God. And do what? Resist the devil, and he will. Friend, he won't walk away, friend. He's getting out of there. He's going to move. Woo, hallelujah. He can't hang around. He can't hang around the fire of the Holy Ghost. He understands the power of the Holy Ghost. That's why it's so beautiful to see it stirred up here tonight in your worship. Hallelujah. I love worship in an apostolic church. Friend, if anything's going to convict sinners, that will. It convicted me as a young boy. I didn't know what they were doing. I didn't know why they felt what they felt, but I sure did it hungry. I said, God, if this is real, if this is really you, I want it. I want to feel what they're feeling. I want to rejoice like they're rejoicing. I want to dance like they're dancing. I want to speak in tongues like they're speaking in tongues. And I didn't leave disappointed. Hallelujah. Oh, it's a promise unto you. It's a promise unto you. Oh, he still does it. Praise God. Well, let's get back to those three tools real quickly. The Bible says that pitcher, I'm going to liken it to our bodies tonight. Here's what the scripture says. 2 Corinthians 4:7. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. But, brother, you get me Philippians 2. I forgot to write verse 14 and 15. Philippians 2, 14 and 15. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sometimes people are not broken enough for the light to shine through. God told Gideon, you got to take that picture and you got to break it. Because I want you to hold the light up. And probably the enemy, the Bible said, they began to slay each other. Well, they got confused. Those Israelites, all they do is hold the light up. Here, let me hold the light for you. There he is. Sword him right there. Put it right there. Cut his head off. Oh, yeah, this one right here. Go ahead. Let me hold the light for you. Praise God. The Bible, they got so confused, they began to flee. Just like the apostle said they would. Jesus, amen, talked about the power of Satan. I saw him fall as lightning from heaven. I've given you power, he said. I've given you power to cast out devils. And that's exactly what they did. This is what Paul wrote to the church of Philippi. Do all things, he said.
Do all things without murmurings and disputings. That you may be blameless and harmless.
Let me take a little time, brother. Whew. Hallelujah. That's what got Israel in trouble. They murmured. We're tired of this manna. You brought us out here, Moses. We're going to die. You should have left us back in Egypt. What a mindset. But thank God for two men. Hallelujah. That went over to spy out the land. They stood up and said, hey, we be well able to take the land. For the Lord our God is with us. I'm not going to argue with the word tonight. I'm just going to go with it and believe it and claim all the promises of God. They're yea and amen. If he said it, that's so. That settles it. Praise God. It's forever settled in heaven and earth tonight. His word will never pass away. I'm just going to be a believer of the word and to live by the word. Praise God. And let it get engrafted into my soul and my mind. And not be a hearer only, but a doer of the word. No murmurings, no disputings. No, you can't argue with truth tonight. Read on, brother. That you may be what? Blameless?
That you may be blameless.
Blameless. Whew. Isn't that a wonderful condition to be in life? Hallelujah. And what else?
Harmless.
Harmless along with it. Wise as serpents, but harmless as a dove. Yeah. Read on.
The sons of God.
Ah, like that. Praise God.
Without rebuke.
God's children. The world can't rebuke us. The world can't rebuke us. No. The world they can't rebuke us because we're living, we're blameless and we're harmless. We're sons of God. Praise the Lord. Oh, read on a little bit.
In the midst of a crooked and perverse nation.
This is how we're still living today. A crooked and perverse nation. Many nations of the world that don't want anything about Christianity in their coast at all. Thank God for America. Woo! Yes. I love this country. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. In the midst of a crooked and perverse generation.
Among whom
what are we going to do?
As lights in the world.
We're going to shine as lights where?
In the world.
Outside the church.
Right.
On the job.
Right.
At Walmart's.
Yeah.
In the grocery store. Yeah. In the restaurant. Walking down the street. Driving our car. Praise God. We're going to shine as lights.
Yeah.
We're going to shine as lights. We're going to shine as lights. That's the church of the living God today. There's no disputings. There's no murmurings. Praise God. I have no complaints about this Holy Ghost. I have no complaints about living for God. I've got no complaints about serving Jesus Christ. Friend, I have found life and found it more abundantly. There's nothing in the world. Amen. What's to look back to in this world? Just a hog pen. Just a hog wallowing the mire. A dog to his vomit tonight. There's nothing in this world worth going back to at all. We have found it. Praise God. We've got the best of the best. We're rich. We're rich. We're rich. Hallelujah. Woo, we're not paupers. Say, well, I don't view myself. You need to view yourself that way. Praise God. You've got the greatest riches in the world. Praise the Lord. Amen. Riches of the Holy Ghost. We shine as lights in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Shine as lights in this world. Praise God. Our body. We glorify God in our body. Thank God for holiness. Thank God for some good standards that are principled by the Bible. Praise God. Hallelujah. Line upon line and precept upon precept. Lines are drawn because of the precept. Somebody said, I went in and I paid down on some property. Now the surveyor goes out and he said, I'm going to draw some lines. But the precept was back there when the deal was made. I'm agreeing to pay this much for this much property. That's a precept. The surveyor goes out, he puts the lines. He comes back, here's the field notes. You can go out there and walk over your lines. I can show you the corners. They're right here. Praise God. I'm glad precept upon precept and line upon line. It's the way it is about serving God tonight. His word will interpret itself. Thank God for holiness. He's got a holiness people. Praise God, a holiness people perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Our vessel. But he said, you got to break that vessel for it to shine. So let's look at just a little more scripture. Hallelujah. The Bible lets us know we're to do what? Present our body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. Not being conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of our minds. We may prove that which is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. God's will is always good and perfect and acceptable. There's not three wills of God. His will is always just good. It's always perfect. It's always acceptable. But you can't think like the world. We got to think spiritual. Hallelujah. We got the mind of the Spirit, the Bible said. Oh, thank God he can show us things. Woo! Hallelujah. He said, you break that so your light can shine. Then he says, the trumpet. Blow the trumpet. For if the trumpet shall give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to battle? Praise God. The testimony of believers tonight must be clear and pure. Hallelujah. Clean and pure. Clean and pure. We had a man come to our assembly many years ago, and I did.
I just kind of questioned God. I said, God, what can you do with this man? When he came in,
because he had hair to his waist, he had old long beard and hair and marks up his arms and skin and bones. But after a service or two, I think I might have already told you, he came back and I didn't recognize him. I didn't. He put a suit on, got cleaned up, got him baptized, got filled with the Holy Ghost. He told me himself. He said, I have had not one withdrawal. He said, I'm telling you, when I was baptized and come up out of that water, God totally, completely rehabilitated me. I don't have to go to no rehab nowhere. I'm here to tell you, I'm drug free. I'm free in Jesus. Spent years with us as our song leader. God is a wonderful God tonight. And he had a testimony. He'd pull his old driver's license out. He said, this is what I used to look like. They'd say, oh, no, that can't be you. Oh, yes, it is. It was. Yeah. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When God begins to clean up a person, it's beautiful. It's good. It's right. It's clean. Hallelujah. And he can take somebody like Gideon that thinks, I'm the least of the least. I don't have any faith. I'm afraid to go face the enemy. But when God got him convinced, and I hope tonight you're convinced of the faith that is in you. Hallelujah. The faith that is in you and what God can do when you exercise that faith tonight and believe the Lord and witness to somebody about this wonderful truth. Hallelujah. Would you stand with me tonight? God, would you help me become what you desire me to be? God, would you help me to stay clean in my life the way you want me to be clean? God, will you help me be a witness with a testimony that's clear and a certain sound, the trumpet of the Lord, to sound and give forth a sound, amen, that we've gone to battle against the devil and we're on the winning side. Hallelujah. Wise is he that winneth souls. Hallelujah. Wise is he that winneth souls. For the Bible said we're going to be the fruit of the righteous as a tree of life. Hallelujah. We got something to give the world tonight. Hallelujah. I wonder if you'd say in the morning, Lord, when I start out in the morning, would you let me witness to somebody today? Would you just open the door for me to witness to somebody today? Praise God. Would you do that in the morning? And see what God will do. I ask him that quite often. God, would you just let me witness to somebody? Let me compel someone to come to church today. It's never failed that God don't let me meet somebody, talk to somebody, get invited to the house of the Lord. Praise God. Blow your trumpet, break your vessel, and let the light shine through. Hallelujah. Pastor, Lord bless you.